Hi there. The word for today is don't be a hypocrite. In Matthew 23, verse 5, we read, all their works they do to be seen by men. Here's a working definition of the word hypocrisy. To be seen by men. And Jesus had a no-tolerance policy when it came to it. Why? Because he knew that it turns people against God. Jesus basically taught three things when it comes to hypocrisy. Number one, expect no credit for your good deeds. None. If no one notices, you aren't disappointed. And if someone does, you give the credit to God. Stop and ask yourself this question. If nobody knew the good I do, would I still do it? If not, you're doing it, quote, to be seen by men. Second thing Jesus taught is give your financial gifts in secret. Money stirs the phony within us, doesn't it? We like to be seen earning it, and we like to be seen giving it. So Jesus says in Matthew 6, verse 3, when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. The third thing he taught on this subject is don't fake your spirituality. When you go to church, don't select a seat just to be seen or sing just to be heard. If you raise your hands in worship, raise holy hands, not showy ones. When you talk, don't doctor your vocabulary with trendy religious themes. Nothing nauseates more than a fake praise the Lord or a shallow hallelujah or an insincere glory be to God. Ever hear children in a playground shouting, watch me? That's acceptable because they're still immature, but it's not acceptable in God's kingdom. So, silence the trumpets. Cancel the parade. Enough with the name dropping. If accolades come, politely deflect them before you believe them. Slay the desire to be noticed and stir up within yourself a desire to please and serve God. In other words, don't be a hypocrite. That's the word for you today.